can find Camp Hill communities all over the world. Their philosophy is simple: to create a community where mentally ill and healthy people can live side by side. The mentally ill try to lead as normal lives as possible, taking part in daily activities depending on their skills and abilities. They are free to choose from different workshops, housekeeping activities, or work on a farm, which supplies the community with ecologically grown food. Mentally ill people, who are usually kept isolated in psychiatric hospitals, here enjoy an everyday routine. Camp Hill was the brainchild of Karl Koenig, a physician who fled from Vienna to Britain together with his family and a group of young co-workers after Hitler occupied Austria. They settled down at a big house in Scotland called Camp Hill. And there they brought to life a new approach to helping the mentally ill. The first and so far only Camp Hill in the Czech Republic is near Terezín, a town better known for the tragic history of its wartime concentration camp. Crossing the road by the Terezín small fortress, I followed the sign to České kopisty. The deputy head of the association, Radomil Hradil, had told me I'd have no difficulty finding the blue painted turret of the main building of the Camp Hill community. Relying on my rather bad navigation skills, I was walking down a road surrounded by muddy fields, heading for an Easter market taking place at the community. I arrived just in time for the beginning of a performance taking place in a hall filled with cheerful Easter and spring decoration. A wooden stage was packed with local children singing Easter carols. About 15 children and two mentally disabled adult men are singing.
My jsme tady zatím nenarazili na nějaké problémy ohledně toho, že tady máme lidi s postižením.
We have never had any problems. Relations have been even better since we opened up a bit more and started to organize markets and theater performances with our clients from Camp Hill. We cooperate with a local school and nursery. Children come here to have a go in the workshops, and it works very well. And because we have the children interested, we've also got their parents and grandparents involved, who started coming here more often.
Se školou je spolupráce dobrá a tím, že jsme sem vtáhli děti, tak jsme sem vtáhli jejich rodiče a prarodiče.
Says Radomil Hradil about the community's relations with people living nearby. This first Czech Camp Hill community opened a day center in January 2004. A year later, it took in its first residents with special needs. At the moment, it is home to three mentally ill people.
Camp Hill je domov pro lidi s mentálním postižením, kteří zde bydlí. Byli zde i někteří spolupracovníci.
They live here permanently together with some of our employees. Some others, clients and staff, come here on a daily basis to spend their days with us, but they return home in the evening. There are a few workshops where our clients can work with wood, textiles or clay, and they can also work in our ecological garden. Unfortunately, our field was flooded this year. A few days ago, the water level started falling, but the field is in rather bad condition anyway. We are not sure yet if we are going to be able to grow anything this year.
Vypadá to dost špatně, uvidíme, musíme se rozhodnout, jestli letos vůbec budeme hospodařit.
Until the floods, the farm was providing not only vegetables for the Camp Hill community itself, but also for several shops selling bioproduce in Prague. Luckily, the water didn't get as far as the building itself, but the best topsoil was washed away from the field, and the community also lost its small income from the produce. It seems that not even the great enthusiasm and hard work of the staff is enough to secure the community's future. In the end, it all boils down to money. Radomil Hradil explains.
Původně to spadalo pod Ministerstvo práce a sociálních věcí, což se s tou reformou správně...
In the past it came under the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs, but since a change in the law, we've been under the control of the regional authorities. Any grants or subsidies come from them. Last year we applied for money in December. It was decided in February whether and how much money we would get. We didn't find out until the end of March. The money didn't reach us until the second half of April. It was difficult to get by. We're not sure about this year. So far it looks even worse, and we were given only 30% of the money we asked for. The reasoning was that we spend too much money on our staff. One-on-one care is more expensive than care in psychiatric hospitals, where one nurse takes care of more patients. That pressure is understandable, as everyone wants to save money. But the main purpose of the Camp Hill is to provide individual care, and if we change it, we will be just like any other psychiatric hospital. And there isn't a lack of those here.
Pokud by se z nás stal ústav, tak nemáme nějakého podstatnění existence, protože ústavu je tady dost.
No tak, počkáme, až seženeme peníze.
We are going to wait until we find some money, and once we get it, we will open again.
Budeme mít, tak zase otevřeme.
This is Hanka Führerová, who has been working in Camp Hill for nearly a year. Hanka believes that it will survive and somebody will help. But they cannot be sure of succeeding in getting money from the local authorities or EU grants.
Je to náročná práce, ale není to tak náročná práce ve srovnání s jinými. Spousta lidí přichází do práce.
It is difficult work, but not as difficult as many other jobs. It happens very often that people come here to relax, to rest. Of course, in a small Camp Hill like ours, there are not so many opportunities, but we would like people to do something useful and not just for their own gain. We don't want to be workaholics. Of course, you won't earn a lot of money here. Money is definitely not a reason to come to Camp Hill for, but what you get is a lifestyle you can hardly afford in any other job.
Který si těžko člověk může dopřát v jiném zaměstnání.
When I pointed out that it must be tough and demanding to live away from other people and the advantages of city life, Hanka replied, well, kind of, but on the other hand, I don't have to travel across Prague to get home. I just shut the door and lie down. That's it. According to Hanka, it is not the only advantage of the job.
In contrast to any other work, a person is here to live and not just work. In another job, you work and then go home to live your life. The important thing is that I'm here all day and that apart from days off, I live here. I run a household and do all the necessary and usual jobs that are needed.
Udržuji tady domácnost, takové ty běžné práce, jaké jsou potřeba.
Despite all this, the Czech Camp Hill is struggling to find new employees. Even those interested who get trained very often find out that they cannot cope. Year-old Anička was the last person I talked to during that visit. She smiled at me, nodding to my question if she liked the puppet fairy tale about Snow White, the highlight of the market. Anička is the youngest of the clients. She has lived in České Kopisty for more than 5 months now.
I
haven't been home for some 6 years now. My mother didn't want me, my father's in prison, and my stepfather used to beat me. It's much better here.
She is sure that if she had to leave Camp Hill, she would miss it very much, because there are too many things she likes.
I like trips, food, sleeping. I like it here.
The only Czech Camp Hill is going through tough times, but as everybody I spoke to agreed, there is hope that it will survive and perhaps even expand and thrive, a welcome alternative to traditional institutional care.